But we begin with no downloads in North Korea, days after the United States laid blame on North Korea for the Sony cyber attacks, an allegation North Korea has denied. The internet went dead in the communist state for 9 hours. Not unprecedented, but this outage is being called one of the worst North Korean network failures in years.
We are considering a range of options in response. We aren't going to discuss, you know, publicly operational details about the possible response options or comment on those kind of reports in any way, except to say that as we implement our responses, some will be seen, some may not be seen.
That's Marie Harf of the U.S. State Department refusing to comment on reports that the U.S. was behind the hack. The official position of the United States is that it is not responsible for the outage. With us from Seoul is Sokil Pak, Director of Research for Liberty in North Korea, an NGO working with refugees from the North. Welcome, Sokil.
Thank you for calling me.
So what is the internet capability in North Korea? I mean, I'm surprised to discover that there was an outage. I didn't think internet was widely available in North Korea.
Right. So it's definitely the case that the internet in North Korea operates in a very different way to the way we would understand the internet operating in pretty much any other country. It's, you know, the most closed media and information environment in the world. And there are very few connections to the internet, to the global internet, within North Korea. It's very controlled. It's a very small sliver of the ruling elite that has authorization to access the global internet. And these are just really people who are researchers or people for whatever reason are kind of thought to need and justify access to the global internet. They can get information from there and then pass that through into their own system, which is a domestic intranet, which is actually completely disconnected from the outside world. So one way of thinking about this is that, you know, if you imagine the whole internet going offline in any developed economy for half a day, you know, the cost would be measured in billions of dollars. But this is almost going to be unnoticed in North Korea.
Although, because of the way you describe it, that the ruling elite has access to the internet, speculating now, we can view this as a military target. If anyone wanted to take out the internet, they would be specifically targeting the ruling elite in North Korea.
They would be targeting certain people within the ruling elite, I guess you could say that. But to be honest, the way that even those, you know, technicians and people that use the internet in North Korea, taking it offline for a few hours isn't really going to affect them. You know, people that do business with people inside North Korea, for instance, who is sending emails to government officials inside the country, it's extremely rare to get an email response within a day. You know, we would expect email responses to come very quickly. But in North Korea, it doesn't work that way. You know, those emails that are coming in and out of the country often go through several layers of kind of authorization just to get information in and out of the country. So, you know, they really aren't operating in the same way that we are. And so the damage to them through this kind of, you know, internet outage is very different and very minimal, actually, compared to what we might think for an internet outage. In fact, one of the most significant elements of this is the shutting down the North Korean government-controlled websites, which are, you know, the propaganda websites, the Korean Central News Agency and the Rodong Shinmun, which is the Korean Workers Party newspaper website. These are all outward-facing kind of propaganda websites trying to portray their narrative to the outside world. And so taking that down for a few hours really doesn't affect anybody apart from a handful of people that monitor those kind of things.
Does it signal that someone has the ability to flip a switch, or is this just a, you know, technological snafu? Somebody dumped a pot of water on a server.
Right. So, I mean, one thing about North Korean internet, again, which is very different to other countries, is that they have a single network out through China. And so that is a point of vulnerability. However, in this case, it doesn't seem like it was shut down in that kind of technical way of, you know, somebody flicking a switch or somebody in China doing that to sabotage them. The most likely scenario here is actually a fairly simple cyber attack, which is called a distributed denial of service. And so this could have been done by even, you know, amateur hackers. It's something that amateur hackers use to take down individual websites on a fairly regular basis. And with North Korea, you can take down their whole system with that.
So this could be anything from a high school computer club trying to do a little project all the way up to the State Department or the CIA.
Pretty much it could be, you know, it could be, for instance, the so-called anonymous hackers who have talked about launching their own kind of civilian vigilante retribution against North Korea. And one of the things, of course, for North Korea is that cyber attacks and cyber warfare is a perfect area of asymmetric advantage for them. Because basically, you know, South Korea and the U.S. and other countries are very highly reliant on the internet and, you know, that kind of connectivity. It would be very, you know, seriously damaging if you launched that kind of devastating attack, as it has been for Sony Pictures. But with North Korea, they're so not reliant on the internet and connectivity to the outside world that a cyber warfare between North Korea and other countries is almost unlosable for North Korea because they have just so little to be damaged in the first place. So this is one of the reasons why North Korea is interested in cyber warfare because, you know, it fits into their kind of strategy perfectly.
Sokil Pak is Director of Research and Strategy for Liberty in North Korea, an NGO working with refugees from North Korea and Pyongyang. Sokil Pak, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.